Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey friend, quick note. I'm taking a summer break to rest, realign, and finish some exciting things behind the scenes. While I'm away, I'm sharing some of the most loved episodes. Look for power replays in your feed. Whether this is one of those episodes or this is a gem you found on your own from the archives, enjoy. Wishing you a joyful summer, and I will see you in October. Welcome to this Dr. Nicole Says episode, Nothing Should Happen to You During Your Birth Without Your Consent. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a board-certified OBGYN who's been in practice for nearly 15 years. I've had the privilege of helping over 1,000 babies into this world, and I'm here to help you be calm, confident, and empowered to have a beautiful pregnancy and birth. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is a Dr. Nicole Says episode, which is just a little short episode, 10, 15 minutes or so, where I talk about a particular topic. This one is Nothing Should Happen to You During Your Birth Without Your Consent. And as always, whether you're a new listener or returning listener, I'm so glad you're spending some of your time with me today. So what do I mean when I say that nothing should happen to you during your birth without your consent? That means before anything is done, whether that is a vaginal exam, whether that is breaking your water, whether that is doing something like an episiotomy, there is a discussion about the benefits, the risk, alternatives, and your doctor needs to receive your explicit consent before proceeding. And this sounds fancy, you know, benefits, risk, alternatives, but it actually doesn't have to be super complicated and it doesn't have to necessarily be a long conversation. But when we do this, this places you at the center of your birth experience, which is exactly how it should be. Too often in our U.S. maternity system, we do things without asking for this explicit consent. And I'll say it's not that we are doing so with any malice or any bad intent. It's just something that has become customary in the way that we approach birth. People can be quite nice, but still do things without asking for your consent. A big one is vaginal exams. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play through a couple of scenarios to help you understand the difference of what I mean about what consent actually looks like, okay? And how we can often be nice, but not necessarily ask for consent like we should. Okay, so here's an example of coming into a birth and then going ahead with the vaginal exam without really asking for consent, okay? So something that goes like this. Hey, I'm Dr. Rankins. I'm the OB doctor on call. I'm just here to check your cervix and see what progress you've made during labor, okay? So what I need you to do is just put your ankles together and you're gonna let your legs flop out to the side, all right? And you're just going to feel my 2 fingers here, feel a lot of pressure, and I'm just going to check your cervix and we'll kind of see where things are. Unfortunately, that's often how vaginal exams are presented during labor. And let me give you an alternative of how actually it should be. Okay, so it should go something more like this. Hey, I'm Dr. Rankins. I'm just checking in to see how things are going with your labor. I'm the OB doctor that's on call. If it's okay with you, I would like to do a vaginal exam and see how dilated you are to see what progress has been happening during labor. That this just helps us to know how things are going. So then at that point, I actually wait for the person to say yes or no. It's okay to do the vaginal exam. And then if they say yes, it goes something like this. Okay, do you need to use the restroom first? It can be a little uncomfortable if you have to use the restroom. Then again, I wait. If they need to go to the restroom, then they can go to the restroom first and then they come back. And then it's like, okay, we talk about the exam. All right, so what you can do is put your ankles together, let your legs relax out to the side. If anything hurts while I'm doing this, just tell me to stop and I'll stop. You're going to feel my two fingers, lots of pressure. Is it okay if I go ahead and do the exam? So then right there, I ask again, is it okay to go ahead and do the exam before we proceed? And then after that, the exam happens. So can you see the difference between the two? In the first one, I kind of barged in. I said, hey, I'm here to check your cervix. I'm going to check your cervix. Not really offering it as an option, not really explaining anything about it. Okay. Pregnancy is too important for guesswork, but most prenatal vitamins, they've actually never been tested in pregnant women, which is kind of wild. That's why I respect what Ritual is doing. Their essential prenatal is backed by a 24-week clinical trial. It's made with traceable ingredients, so you know exactly what's in it, and it's formulated to be easier on the stomach. As an OBGYN, I care about what goes in your body, and Ritual is one of the few companies actually putting science behind their supplements. Don't settle for less than evidence-based support. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off. And then the conversation can go different ways. If you decide, like, for instance, no, that you don't want your cervix checked, then we talk about, like, okay, when would you like to have your cervix checked? Or what are your thoughts about how you want things to proceed with your labor? It opens up a possible discussion or a conversation. But again, it's not just a come in, I'm going to check your cervix, I'm going to do this. Another way that this kind of manifests is your doctor coming in and saying, again, it can be in a nice and kind way. Hey, I'm just here to check your cervix, break your water, help get labor started, okay? That is not consent. All right. It can be nice, but that is not a discussion. It should be, hey, I can break your water. That may help get your labor started or help your labor progress faster. There are some risks to breaking your water. One of the risks is umbilical cord prolapse, where the cord drops in front of the baby's head. That's an emergency. But I wouldn't break your water if I thought that was going to happen. Also, there's a risk of having changes to the baby's heartbeat after your water breaks because the cord gets compressed. And in that case, we have to do position changes and things. Sometimes we actually put water back inside in order to help with that. And then explain that it's something that's an option. It's not something that has to be done. Too often during labor and birth, we present things as they have to be done when they don't. And again, I want to be clear that it's not because we're, like, coming in and forceful and, like, saying that you have to do something or that you, because it's just, like this demanding sort of tone. What I'm trying to say is that often this is done out of habit and just because of the way that we approach birth in the U.S., a system where you kind of do what the doctor says, we sort of tell you what to do, and you agree with the things that we say do without necessarily being given a choice, all right? But that is not how it should be. That's not how it has to be. That's not how it is for many people. But sometimes you have to slow things down. You have to demand that things happen a different way. I have a few birth story episodes for sure where people were asked or felt like kind of forced to do a vaginal exam. In fact, a birth story episode where someone fired the doctor because they kept doing vaginal exams without necessarily asking or explaining. So again, there should be a nice discussion. There should be asking, and you have the right to say no before any of these things happen. I will say, if you decide to say no, then be prepared for a discussion about how you want to proceed from there. Okay. Now, I will say that also importantly, if you do say no, like if you explicitly say no to something and then your doctor does it anyway. So if you say, no, I don't want a vaginal exam, or no, I don't want you to break my water, and your doctor intentionally does it, even though you say no, or if during the course of an exam you say, stop, please stop, and they don't stop, then that can be assault. That should be reported, okay? That should be a discussion. We don't recognize that enough, that is not okay. Absolutely unacceptable that sort of thing happens, all right? Now, an important part of making sure nothing happens to you during your birth without your consent is educating yourself so that you know your options, so that you know what to expect, so that you can speak confidently about things during your labor and birth experience. And that is where childbirth education comes in. I will say this like forever. It is a hill I will die on. Every person having a baby, especially in the U.S. maternal system, needs to do childbirth education. It is so important. Now, I, of course, have an option for childbirth education, the birth preparation course. You can check out all the details. It's completely online at drnicolerankins.com/enroll. But there are a lot of options for childbirth education, and you just need to find something that works for you. The most important thing is that you do it. It was really, 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 really important in terms of helping you be ready and prepared, especially in the hospital birth system. Okay, so there you have it for this Dr. Nicole Says episode. Do share this podcast with a friend. I would so appreciate your help reaching and serving more pregnant folks. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram for more great information. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. I love to hear what you think about the show. Love any suggestions for the show. So that's it for this Dr. Nicole Says episode. Do come on back next week. And remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.